Hey, welcome to Show and Tell with the Two Mortgage Guys. We come to you live every Tuesday at noon on Facebook and YouTube, and every week we'll have a different topic and a different guest. Ryan, what do we got going on this week?
So today we are interviewing Paul Wyman with the Wyman Group. Are we in a housing bubble? Is it going to burst? Should you buy? Should you sell? We're going to answer all these questions and more. Stick around.
Hey, help us grow. Remember to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We're live on Facebook and YouTube every Tuesday at noon.
Paul is a United States Air Force veteran, having served in Operation Desert Shield during the first Persian Gulf conflict in 1990. He was honored as Airman of the Year and finished his military experience at Grissom Air Force Base. Paul's the owner of the Wyman Group, a full-service real estate firm with offices in Howard and Tipton counties. He's been honored by his peers with the Realtor of the Year Award for the state of Indiana. Currently, Paul is in his third term as a Howard County Commissioner and has previously served as a county councilman. He enjoys serving on many nonprofits and groups in our community, such as Turning Point, Greater Kokomo Economic Development Alliance, Howard County Student Leadership Summit, and the Haynes Apperson Festival, to name a few. He's been honored with Business Person of the Year by the Chamber of Commerce, the Vocational Achievement Award from Rotary, and was recently recognized by Governor Eric Holcomb for the state's highest honor, the Sagamore, the Wabash. Now, that may sound like a lot of accomplishments, but I'm sure we left out several. Let's welcome Paul Wyman to the show, everyone.
Ooh, Paul. Yeah.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. Hey, we did forget to talk about the little black dress, as that was one of your
Well, that's just something we don't talk about, Steve.
Yeah, Steve brings that up a lot. Well, look, Paul, we're just gonna be pretty candid. We're just gonna talk. Let's kind of help our viewers out there understand what market we're in. You know, like, are we in a housing bubble? If we are, like, what is a housing bubble? What's that mean? Let's just talk it out.
Yeah, you bet. You know, people, you know, ask me those kinds of questions all the time. And, you know, I'm the last one to predict bursts and bubbles and all these kinds of things. Because if we could all predict that down to a science, we'd be doing this from an island somewhere, right?
Right.
And so what I really talk about is what the realities are, what's going on in the market. And when you see a market as hot as the one that we're in right now, then you start looking for what are the challenges that come with that market, and could those have an impact, or could they change the market over the next 3, 6, 8, 12 months? And certainly with some of the things that are happening in the marketplace today, especially on the interest rate side, there's going to be some challenges coming up in the marketplace. And the best way I can explain it is a pendulum swing. And if you just go back to 2010 and 11 during the last financial crisis, when real estate prices were at the bottom, and you know, we had over 1,000 homes, you know, available for sale in Howard County, and no buyers, the pendulum has swung completely to the other side now here in 2021 and 2022, where we have less than 100 homes available on the market, and lots of buyers fighting over those. So to me, when you see a full pendulum swing like that, there's typically that period of time where the pendulum will come back a little bit. Or another analogy would be, if you stretch the rubber band too far, it's got to snap back a little bit at some point. And so interest rates and those sorts of things will have an impact on that pendulum or that rubber band. And we could talk a little bit about more about that today.
Yeah.
Right. So when that's, yeah, you, so it goes back. It's like you said, it's the same thing with interest rates. They move back and forth with the real estate. One of the things, like, Rhina, I have noticed also on that is that, you know, we've got buyers pre-approve like all the lenders do. And then you update the pre-approval letter, they end up finding out that there were, you know, 10 offers on the house or whatever. So that's like really common right now, being in that point where you can be aggressive on an offer when the house does come on the market.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, most listings right now end up in multiple offer situations because of the lack of inventory. And but as you start seeing some pressure that'll come on pricing as a result of rising interest rates and market changes, you know, as those, as more homes come on the market, you'll see less of the multiple offers. And then you'll also see some pressure on pricing. And, you know, the best analysis I can give on that is, you know, it wasn't too long ago, we were at 3.5% interest rates, and here we are at 5.5% in some cases. And, you know, a 2-point interest rate swing like that, if you're like most families and you're buying on a monthly payment, meaning this is what we can afford per month for my family. Well, if you could afford a $200,000 home, a 2-point jump at an interest rate, now you afford a $160,000 home for the same payment. And so the challenge with that is that if I lived in a $125,000 home and I was excited because moving up to a $200,000 home I could afford, and it was a big enough move for me, meaning there was a more square footage, my family could expand, we had more space, and it made sense to make that move, then I would do it. But now if I could only afford a $160,000 home compared to my $125,000, maybe that move's not as exciting for me because I'm not getting as much space, I'm not picking up that additional bedroom or something along those lines. And so I decide to stay put. And so if I decide to stay put, I take myself out of the market as a buyer now. Less buyers, more inventory will put some of that pressure on the housing. So those are the kind of things that will work its way into the marketplace over the next 6, 8, 12 months, you know, if interest rates continue to stay where they're at or continue to rise for that matter.
We're seeing it a lot. It's almost shock and awe now when people are getting accepted offers because they're mentally like, oh my God, we got an offer. Like, we finally did it. We had an offer that was accepted. And then we just like shoot them down with, oh yeah, rates are 2% higher than when we pre-qualified you. So like you said, Paul, now that payment's $250 more than you thought it's going to be. And it's the thing is, you know, these rates aren't high. They're just different than they were 4 months ago. And they're still historically low, but everybody got so used to the twos and threes that,
well, that's the challenge. You know, you look at the historic rate, 6% is a phenomenal rate historically over a 40-year period. And so now, you know, the challenge for us is rates have been down at this level since the early 2000s. So anybody who's young and in the marketplace, this is all they've ever known. Yeah. You know, I one of my staff meetings, a few months back, I asked the question, I said, how many of you have been in the business in a rising interest rate environment? Yeah. And only one person had been. And so when you think about that, you have all these people that have got these low rates, and now it's going to be time to move. And if the interest rate's 5.5, 6, 7%, that's another reason for people not to move. They go, I don't want to give up this 2.5, 3, 3.5% rate that I got. I don't want to give it up. And so another reason to pull themselves out of the marketplace, which again will increase inventory, less buyers, and a little pressure on pricing.
Right. Just a full circle on some of that with it, but you're exactly right with rates. Cause I know, Paul, you've been in it for longer than we have, but when I started back in 2000, it was 8.75 on a 30-year conventional mortgage, and people bought houses and built houses. That's just what the rate was. But if you're in it and it's low, it just seems like it's high when really it's not. So,
but we haven't had a period in the last 20 years where we saw rates change this drastically quick. Yeah, you know, I always tell people it's kind of like molasses. I mean, it's slow moving. Yeah, they're changing up or down, but man, this year kind of just got us. Like, we kept looking every day, like, they just keep going up. Like, you know, not that long ago, they forecasted that we were going to be in the fours in 2022. And we were like, well, okay, we'll adjust. We blew through that really quick.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing about the open marketplace and being tied to the bond market. And, you know, as crazy as it sounds, and I tell people this all the time, but literally things that happen in the world affect us here in Kokomo. And, you know, whether it's the things going on in Ukraine, whether it's the oil price market, whether, you know, pick the market that's out there, a commodity market, an interest rate market, a bond market, you know, we're subject to all that stuff. And you look at the inflationary pressures that are out there today. It's not just, can I afford the extra $250 a month in the house payment, but now I've got to spend an extra $2,000 a year on gas for my car and my family, or I got to spend an extra amount for groceries. And so all of a sudden, if I'm spending thousands more than I already was, and now I got to go buy a bigger house, and now interest rates up and I got a bigger payment, the pressure's just too much for some families. And those are the kind of things that when we talk about a burst, those are the things, not necessarily burst it, but over time will trickle into the marketplace and have an impact on real estate. It just can't, it was just no way to stay at this blistering pace forever. It just can't happen. It's the business is too cyclical, and there's too many things out there that impact us, such as oil prices and inflation and interest rates. It's just too many things to for it not to impact us.
Right. We can't just be like in our own little bubble.
Right.
All by ourselves. So it is.
You know, it's a lot of gloom and doom talk. A lot of gloom and doom on this show.
Yeah. So here's the thing. You know, the people say all the time, like, oh my gosh, this seems like so horrible and scary. But here's the reality of the matter. If we truly put it in long-term perspective, we're still in a great place.
Yeah,
right. And that's how I think you really have to look at this. So when I talk to people about buying and selling homes, whether it's an investor, whether it's somebody buying the home for themselves, you know, my question always is this a short-term deal or a long-term deal for you? If it's a short-term deal for you and you plan on buying a house today and selling it in 6 or 12 months, well, you got to have a different conversation than if you tell me you're going to be there for 5 or 10 years. And if you're going to be there for 5 or 10 years, yeah, there's going to be ups and downs. Rates are going to go up and down. Values are going to go up and down. And so if you're buying at what you think is a high point right now and there is a dip, well, if you're going to be there long term, you should be okay. It should come back like any other investment that you would make. So it really is talking to people about their goals and what they're trying to accomplish. And when you have a conversation that's around goals and what you're trying to accomplish, I think you end up making better decisions. So historically, we're in great shape. So it's not necessarily anything gloom and doom, but it is different than it was just a few months ago.
Yeah. Relatively quick. Like Ryan said, it did come upon us rapidly on the increase of the rates without being able to have too much warning in advance. So
sure.
Well, it's awesome. Paul, thanks so much for taking a little bit of time with us. We appreciate it. Just one thing we wanted to say was like May is Military Appreciation Month. So thank you for your service again. We appreciate it and the things that you do for the veterans in our community. We're a veteran friendly business and we're doing the same thing. We're giving back. So every VA loan that we close, we actually give $100 back to Jerry Paul and the memorials. So
that's fantastic.
Well, help with it. So
listen, I appreciate you both as well. You guys, you're good corporate citizens. And I mean that, you know, your company's always giving back and you guys are always looking out for the least among us in many cases. And that says a lot about both of you guys and your business. So not only do you great mortgages and take care of your clients, but you take care of people too. And that means a lot to me. So appreciate you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
We appreciate you. And if you guys are in the market, if you're thinking about buying, selling, call Paul. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's going to take care of you. He's going to navigate you through these crazy times. So,
you bet. All right, guys, take care.
Thanks, Paul. All right. So, Steve, you got some thank yous to cover?
Yeah, I just wanted to like say, you know, again, you know, Paul, thanks for being on the show. We appreciated that. And then Carrie for just doing what she does back at the studio with being able to produce this and get us on the show every week with what we got going on it. So
next week, we're going to be interviewing Billy Cardwell with Aurora Financial Strategies. Do you have a college fund set up for your children? And if you do or don't, I mean, do you even understand what those benefits mean and what's going to happen if your kids don't go to college? Billy's going to be answering all these questions for us and more.
Hey, when you're ready to buy, refinance, or if you need to ask a question, please do. Just visit us at the2mg.com.
Thanks for tuning in this week, guys.
Hey, we'll see everybody next week.